Begin the current daf himself. The shvuah is daf mem. We give them amud alav. We give them out the beginning zigmachem. Betoyner bedinim at beis. When he's making shabru laza, we're talking where the claim is with a dinner of coins, which Pishbuk Rashi explains. Meaning, what does he mean to say that teva? We're talking about tavu b'matbea tzura, that it was imprinted on the coin a figure. I'm a leitana mishkal. He wasn't claiming the weight. Oh, but it's a haydol matbea. So it is miminat tiny because he was admitting to him a different type of coin. Even though this is kappa, this is lava. Miminat tiny, it's still considered from the same type of claim, the kulam matbea, because they're old coins. That's what Rashi explains. So it's a bunch of questions. The kasha is difficult because the l. Previously, on the previous daf, Devil Amatez Mabez, Gabi Shtei Kesev Yeshli Vyatcha. So in the Mishnah, there's two Kesev that you have on mine. And he says, En Lecha Biyadei Lepruto. Well, you only have by me a Pruto. Maskinan Leshmul. So the Gemara comes out for Shmul, the potter. Why? Shun the Mashatana. Okay, this way Shmul interprets the Allah of the Mishnah. Shun the Mashatana Lahai Delay. Because what he's claiming, he's not admitting to. What he told me, they're both coins. Now, Vachita, we're going to say, no, the Arabish ain't Tvun, to where it wasn't minted. Well, then he's lacking in the claim. The Inkan Shavu Beis Mois. Because now you don't have something worth too much of a claim. Because the Chasim Asher Tzach Lidin Kedei Lagbiya. It's lacking what you have to do to make it imprinted with a form that costs money. And it's pushing to say She'in Shavu Pruta Ba'is Chasan that lacking is not worth a Pruta and therefore it's still considered as too much. That's one question. Void moreover, the Mashma, it sounds like that Betoyinim at Beis, and when it says that he's claiming coins, it sounds like, okay, the ad hashtalai arab med beis, that's what we were actually explaining, so that means up until now we didn't know this idea. We're talking about coins. Now, but we're stam beis kesev tuvu him, but in general, we're talking about the previous topic about beis kesev, it sounds like we are talking about coins. Void more about the kamar, so the gemara says, oh, kamashimlan, what's the chiddush of this case? The prut b'chal mat beya isa. Oh, a prut is included in coins. Now, mashma sounds like the in chiddush el mepruta, the ketani, it sounds like that. That's the only chiddush. But v'alei b'shamet beis namayish chiddush gadol. What do you mean? All other coins is a big chiddush. The chasha mimin ataina. The way we explain that, it's considered, even though it's a different type of coin, but it's considered as the same type of claim. Why doesn't the Gemara say that? Void more, but that fill evit gadol beba cotton. So it says, what do you mean? Even a small or versus a big slave, chasha, it's considered mashatani loy haydolai. It's considered what you're admitting is not the same thing as the claim. Regarding a big and a small candelabra, I mean, even though the form is the same, so how could you say coins, because they're both called coins, is the same thing when we see regarding avodim and menor, it's not the case. Void moreover, the lashon bediner matbeis, this terminology and the different maschal of Tosis, Rebbe Elazar, loy mashma, it doesn't sound like bediner tibur, it doesn't sound like a minted coin. Void more with the besamach bebraisa, surely in the braisa it says the dinner zav zahov. So garsin bechalas svarim pater, which bakunch levi pirusha. Rashi according to his interpretation, based on what the gemara that he and the dimas over here, he's doichik lagia chayiv. He has to push to edit it chayiv, but it's not the case. It's pater. But according to what Rashi says, what do you mean? If it's a minted coin, to the contrary, you should be chayiv. And that's how Rashi edits, but that's not the Gersa. So that Taisa adds on to another one of his questions. Al kenei lefarish. So therefore, Taisa says it seems to explain very differently. But toyin b'din ma'beis, what does that mean? That he's claiming with coins. Everything is coins. Yeah, it just means asahazim minatayin. Now, shenosnei dinner, he gave him a dinner lahachlev to exchange. B'litin tachta ma'beis to get other smaller currency. The shayla isn ma'beis. He's asking for those coins that he's expecting in exchange. Ralo toyin echzarti kulam. He says, I gave it all back. Chutz medina kesav etchisa punyun epruta. That's the only exception I didn't give back. Oh, that's minatayin. Exactly what the claim is. I gave you $100. I'm expecting change of it. You gave me. He says, yeah, I gave you everything back. Just the $5 I didn't give you back. So that's what the gemara means. That's considered minatayin. Next says matzah begins gemara. Shakol din ma'be echad. No, it's not the old ma'beis, but the way you have to answer it. Is that they all have the halacha of a matbeah? That's you have to answer for Rav. Pishbuk and Rashi explains that even the smallest one of them, Yeshbem Kedei Hayda, has enough for admission l'chayv shvu to obligate an oath. So it says the Tzimtzum one because Hashemin Mereisha really no pruta that they have a din of a matbeah from the Reisha. The Ketana we said Hayda shav a pruta that the admission is even a pruta's value. But the Chilema is pushing to say, oh, the Zagad that you would have thought to say, the Gabi Tvi is din Zav. Oh, but by claim of a golden dinner, she Gdayil, that's so big, like Hashiva Ida Pruta. Maybe only by two more Kesev it's considered Ida. But maybe a Pruta would not be considered as a Ida significant enough for a din Zav. That's a Dechi to say that, and therefore Taisa wonders. We know this Chiddush already from the Reisha. based on the way Rashi is explaining. Tekst Tais Mata begins Gemara, but Batayin is Milva, Malva, Vahoyda, Seid Echa, Bechol, that's different. Now, Tais wonder, to Rebbe Tais begins to say like this, the Bashili HaKaisim, and the Perka Kaisim, and Ksubida Peizayin and Beis, I mean, the Gemara tells us, the Inish Bana Kfir Shibik HaKais, we don't swear regarding a denial of real estate. I feel about Dois Eid Echad, even when it's an oath that's imposed from a singular witness. Now, Am Mashmin Eid Echad Lahi Do B'Miktis. Obviously, we compare Eid Echad Do B'Miktis. So why are we here in our sugya? We're saying that they're different regarding the halacha that we're discussing, that even if the claim is not two malkas, if it's only a Shavah Pruta, that you'll have to swear. Yeshem says, we can say, is the Shmuel, the Hachal Tamei. Actually, Shmuel over here is going according to his reasoning, the Mechayev El, that he had said, you're obligated by Kfir as Pruta, that you're, even if you just deny Pruta, not like Rabbit, you need to deny two more Kesev, to keep in the Mishtabea Pruta, so since you could swear on the Pruta, Mukme Kra, so we explain the passing of the Aval Kam L'Shvua, that Eidecha Kibim Chayev Shvua, but Pruta, also for Pruta, but Kakayis, but we're going to really say, L'Mishkach is the Mishtabea B'Shumak, we never find anywhere that a person would swear on that. And therefore, that's why it wouldn't apply by Eidechad either. Now, according to this, we have to say, So therefore, the halacha that we're saying over here in the different maschal teis from Shmuel, we don't rule like that, because keeping the tie by Hidal El, since we just said it depends on this previous halacha, the Hidal El, that we don't rule like him regarding that the kefir is enough for the prutam. And the Tanya B'chilis Yul Rav, the Gemara comes out at the end, he supports Rav from a brais, avoid Rav Papa, Davali Basra, he's from the later Amaram, Sreli Karav, Lakam and Bishmain. We see later on the Sugya that he holds like Rav too. So therefore the halacha would be like Rav, and therefore we wouldn't be able to rule like Shmuel over here, which is based on Shmuel's other teaching. Now he says, Mat begins Gemara, Chamokim Shnai Mechayim Nais Maman. Whenever two witnesses would obligate him in money, echad mechayv b'shvua, one obligates him in oath, which tells a lot of davka, it's not so precise. Though ikka kfir shibit kakos, when there's a denial of real estate, two witnesses would obligate money, but one aid would not be mechayv b'shvua. Next tells masla begins with the word which actually belongs in the Mishnah, davka mechesim abeis, that b'hoidlei b'sa'ichem. So if he claims wheat and he admits him barley, so Tani Kama holds your pater. Now, say perikam aniach, but become davka mechayv abeis, masik rabba manasin, he comes out, the pater. When we say you're going to be exempt, afmen meisarim, even from the barley that you're admitting to, you're going to be exempt from. Now, but tamim, it's a wonder, because the menale, where does he get this from? Meaning, because the Harim Lil over here in our Mishnah, he's chayiv bid meisarim. He holds that you're obligated in the value of the sarim that you're admitting to, even though the claim is only for wheat, because the ilav hachi, if that's not the case, in kandor klal, then there's no admission at all. And if he is mechayv Yeshua with mixes, obviously you're admitting to something that you're obligated, which would be the sa'ar. Now, if that's the case, v'mkein menole. So where does Rabbi Anasa get the rabban and potter that according to rabban you would be potter on the sa'arim and the pligi up at me sa'arim that they're disagreeing even on the value of the barley? The malay pligi, maybe they only disagree elim chayv shvu alachidin, which that's halach the mission they're discussing. Only if you're liable for an oath on the wheat. That we're, according to Rang Lil, you're obligated in the Shvua, and because of Leibahi Dom Minataina, that you don't have to have an admission as similar to the claim. But obviously you're obligated in what you admitted to. So it says Tais of Hashem Mashmalei L'Rabbi Manasin, maybe he understood that Lashon Potter of the Chacham is the Potter L'Gamrin, means you're totally exempt, not just from the oath, but also from the monetary payment. Or Inami, you could say, Avagav the Mif, the Medmei Sarim, actually you could say the other way around. Even though everyone agrees that you're exempt from the monetary value of the sermon that you admit to Aflerim Lil, Falachi Chosh Vlaydah is still considered quote unquote admission. You're still admitting to it, even though you're not obligated to Mimchai Peshua on what you're denying on the other half. Next test, Mazda begins with the words which also belong in the Mishnah, Rim Lil Machayev. So, like we said, Rim Lil holds that you can be Chayev. Now, Tame, it's a wonder because the Perik Basthik Subas of Kavchasim, basically, I plugged the Abnam Rabbanan, which is when you claim both and you admit to one of those two. Coming from living, Lil says, "Oh, right near Dibri Admin. I see his opinion. The Mechayev that he holds that you're obligated, which is in the case between Chaveroi, when his friend claims that there's 10 Kadayin b'Kadi Shemin. Coming the Idach, and the other guy says, look, Shemin lahadam. This is how the Gemara explains over there that." Shemin, there's nothing to talk about. That was never part of the transaction. And even the jugs that you're asking for, it's only five that you have, and five is not the case. And the reason for this that Adman holds that Yechai, because in the terminology that he says of what he was claiming from him, the Kadiyan and the Kadi Shemin,
it wasn't like the Rabbanon, that it means just the oil. It means also the jugs, and therefore, bet your ma'idim mixes. So the question is, Bahashtra, now, how does this make sense? According to Mlil, afil ein b'loshna zeh loshin kakanim. What do you mean? Even if it did not mean, I mean, Adman's whole sheet was based on, because the term kadiyin includes the jugs also, and you're being made mixes on that, and conscious to the Rabban who disagreed with him. According to Mlil, even if it didn't refer to kakanim, still you'd be chayiv, you'd be liable, because even when you're claiming one thing, the guy's admitting to something else, mechayiv holds that you're liable. So here, even if it didn't mean the jugs, but that's what you're admitting to, so that would make be mechayiv. So what is he saying? He's like Adman. What you can say is no. Even according to Mlil, there would be a ramification. If he claimed 10 jugs of oil, another one says that no, you only have 5 by me. Chayiv gam bekankanim by the asai, that you would be liable also for the admission of the jugs. And that is why Muslim men cannot say, "Look, lohaydis lochab kankanim. I didn't admit to you anything regarding the jugs." No, because yesh b'loshna zelish kankanim. According to Adman, you see evidently that term also includes the kankanim. So you're right. Although you don't need from Lil for the ikar halacha anything with that mimin atayna, but you need it just to tell you that the loshin kadi includes the kankanim. Next says, "Matu begin gemach loydiachay koyach from Lil," which Tais explains the koyachay adav, where to say his power is bigger. Because the Milster Rabban have koich to p'tur. You're right, although the Chiddush would go the other way in the Shittas Rabbanim, but that's when you're exempt. The Chiddush is of the to be Mechayev, that's a bigger Chiddush to mention, to point out, and therefore we say the Chiddush of the koich Rim Lil versus that of the Rabbanim.